case like this where you face Wentz, as great as he's played, do you embrace the idea that he tries to extend plays and there might be more opportunity?
I mean, every game is different, you know. Every game is different. Sometimes, you know, teams might, you know, throw the ball quick, and then when you play them, they might hold the ball. Or, you know, they might hold the ball, and then when you play them, they throw the ball quick. So you just got to take, you know, every game, you know, as it is. You got to take it one play at a time and try to make the most out of every play.
Well, what do you see from Shane on Monday night? How do you think you can help him kind of continue to be effective?
Shane, yeah. I mean, it was good to get him back on the field, to have his energy back, fresh legs, running all over the field. Yeah, just another, you know, beast out there. You know, it's great to have him back.
How much energy has Brock brought back to the practice field in your estimation?
I mean, we've always had energy. I mean, you know, like I said, when we first signed Brock, you know, I was, you know, happy about it. I was excited about it. So, you know, it kind of feels like, you know, 2015 again. We've won with Brock. We've done a lot of great things with Brock. So I'm totally confident in Brock and, you know, what he'd be able to do for us going forward. Yeah.
What is like the defensive mindset about that? Like, just a fair chance?
Yeah, we just got to play, man. We just got to play. We just can't beat ourselves. You know, we got to play. We just got to play football versus the Eagles. You know, when we're going against the Broncos and the Eagles, that's tough. That's tough to win. So, you know, we just got to go out there and play a fair game. You know, if we're able to do that, you know, I feel, you know, comfortable with our odds. I mean, solid all the way across the board. Lane Johnson, probably the best right tackle in the league. If not the best, he's, you know, tied for the best. You know, he's definitely, you know, up there. I'm sure, you know, guys can make arguments about this guy and that guy. But, you know, Lane Johnson is the premier, you know, right tackle in the National Football League. And, you know, Jason Peters is out right now. If they would have had him, it would have been, you know, double trouble. But, you know, he's not playing. They still have a solid offensive line with, you know, Carson in the backfield extending plays and shortening plays. So, pretty solid on offense.
What is it Carson does that makes him so difficult to play?
I mean, he's just got that vibe about him. You know, I hate comparisons, you know, in the National Football League. But, you know, and I don't want to compare him to, like, you know, Ben Roethlisberger or Aaron Rodgers or a Andrew Luck, because he's totally different than that. But he does have, like, ability to stay up. He's not trying to go down. You know, he's out there trying to play football. He's not even playing quarterback. He's out there playing football. And, you know, it's similar to, you know, Ben Roethlisberger and Andrew Luck. But, like I said, I'm not making, you know, any comparisons. He's totally different, faster than those guys, quicker than those guys. You know, it's going to be a tough challenge.
How does he throw?
I mean, he's number two pick in the draft. You know, you got to be able to do that. You got to be able to do that before you can do anything else. So, you know, he's a star quarterback. You know, he has a total package. You know, everything. Check marks across the board for, you know, Carson Wentz.
Didn't get the win, obviously, but you guys got that forced fumble. How important was that?
Oh, yeah, it was good. You know, they gave us a, you know, INT in the end zone. We needed that one. You know, we're going to take the turnovers however we can get them. And, you know, hopefully this will be, you know, kind of a trend that we got going on game days.
Wait, Omar,
why was Colonel Sanders? I don't know. I was just thinking, and I was just like, you know, Colonel Sanders, you know, thinking about chicken and, you know, thinking about how could I, like, you know, be in character for that on Halloween. So I was just like, okay, I'm gonna be Colonel Sanders.
What do you think of Brandon as you?
Yeah.